Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. When the Sky Fell, Hurricane Maria and the United States and Puerto Rico by Michael Diebert is a work of investigative nonfiction that examines Hurricane Maria as both a natural disaster and a political event. Drawing on reportage and historical context, the book focuses on what happened in Puerto Rico before, during, and after the storm, and why the island was so vulnerable when Maria struck. Rather than treating the hurricane as an isolated emergency, it places the disaster inside a longer story of colonial rule, federal neglect, economic fragility, and institutional failure. Diebert is best known as a journalist covering conflict, inequality, and political crisis. And that background shapes the book's method. It combines on-the-ground observation with broader analysis of the relationship between Puerto Rico and the mainland United States. The result is a study of disaster response, governance, and resilience that aims to explain both the immediate human suffering and the deeper structural conditions behind it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Hurricane Maria as a disaster shaped by long-term political vulnerability. The book's central argument is that Hurricane Maria cannot be understood only as a violent storm. Diebert presents the catastrophe as the outcome of long-standing conditions that made Puerto Rico exceptionally vulnerable before landfall. That includes decaying infrastructure, economic strain, and the island's unequal status within the United States. By linking the hurricane to structural weakness, the book shifts attention away from the weather event itself and toward the political and institutional failures that magnified its damage. This approach is important because it treats disaster preparedness as a question of power, not merely logistics. The island was not simply unlucky. It entered the storm with brittle systems and limited capacity to recover. The book therefore argues that the scale of the harm was not inevitable. It was shaped by choices made over many years, which means the disaster becomes a lens for examining responsibility, not just a record of destruction. Secondly, the unequal relationship between Puerto Rico and the mainland United States. A major theme of the book is the fraught relationship between Puerto Rico and the United States, especially the contradiction of being politically attached to the nation while often excluded from its protections. Diebert uses Hurricane Maria to reveal how territorial status can translate into delayed recognition, weak advocacy, and inconsistent federal concern. The book suggests that the response to the storm exposed a deeper pattern in which Puerto Rico is treated as part of the United States when convenient, yet ignored when full support is required. This makes the disaster a political case study as much as a humanitarian one. The book's analysis matters because it shows how citizenship and territorial status do not guarantee equal treatment in practice. Puerto Ricans are American citizens, but the island's institutional position has often left it with less leverage, fewer resources, and a weaker voice in federal decision-making. The hurricane becomes evidence of that imbalance. Thirdly, first-hand reportage and historical context working together, Diebert structures the book as an interweaving of direct reporting and historical background. That combination gives the narrative both immediacy and explanatory depth. The reportage helps readers see the human reality of the aftermath-damaged communities. Disrupted daily life, slow recovery, and the emotional weight of surviving a disaster that overwhelmed public systems. The historical material then widens the frame, showing how colonial history, migration, economic decline, and political neglect helped create the conditions in which the storm had such devastating effects. This dual method is one of the book's defining strengths because it avoids the common weakness of disaster accounts that focus only on emotional impact or only on policy analysis. Diebert instead connects individual suffering to institutional history. The result is a more persuasive account of causation. Readers are encouraged to see the storm not as a clean break from the past, but as a moment that revealed older patterns already embedded in the island's social and political life. Fourthly, everyday resilience, civic response, and the human texture of recovery. While the book is critical of institutional failure, it also gives substantial attention to how Puerto Ricans responded to the disaster themselves. The emphasis on everyday heroism, compassion, and unexpected moments of solidarity prevents the book from becoming only a story of victimization. Diebert highlights the ways ordinary people created forms of mutual aid when official systems were slow or inadequate. This matters because it preserves the human dignity of the people affected by Maria and refuses the flattening tendency that often appears in coverage of disaster zones. The book suggests that recovery is not only a technical process managed by government agencies, it is also a social process carried by communities that improvise, endure, and support one another. By including this dimension, Diebert offers a fuller picture of Puerto Rico after the hurricane. The island appears not just as a site of damage, but as a place of collective strength under extreme pressure. That balance makes the account more credible and more ethically grounded. Lastly, a warning about disaster, neglect, and the limits of federal accountability. The book is also a broader critique of how governments respond when a crisis affects a politically marginalized population. Daybert uses Hurricane Maria to ask why the federal response was so insufficient and why systemic neglect had persisted for so long before the storm. The book's significance extends beyond Puerto Rico because it raises questions about how states and territories are valued within a larger political order. It implies that disaster response reveals the true priorities of institutions who is protected quickly, whose suffering is minimized, and which communities must wait for recognition. This makes the book useful not only as a history of one hurricane, but as an analysis of governance under stress. The lesson is not limited to emergency management. It concerns accountability, democratic responsibility, and the moral consequences of treating some populations as peripheral. In that sense, the book stands as both a record of one event and a critique of the systems that allowed the event to become far worse than it should have been. In conclusion, readers interested in Puerto Rico, U.S. territorial politics, disaster history, journalism, and public policy will find this book especially valuable. It is well suited to those who want more than a conventional account of Hurricane Maria, because it explains the storm through history, governance, and lived experience rather than through headlines alone. The book is useful intellectually because it connects a specific disaster to larger questions about colonial legacy, federal neglect, infrastructure, and civic resilience. It also has practical value for readers studying emergency response or political inequality, since it shows how vulnerability is produced long before a storm arrives, and that the island's suffering must be understood in relation to its unequal place within the United States. That combination of reportage, history, and policy critique gives the book a distinctive explanatory reach. It is most compelling for readers seeking a serious, context-rich account of why the hurricane mattered far beyond weather alone. If you would like to support Michael Daybert, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.